The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. It's one of the reasons I'm sure I'm feeling better. It may be one of the reasons behind, like we're going to talk about today, we both dropped 55 pounds doing this
together.
Never dieting. 55 pounds total together. Weren't even trying to lose weight. And this is what happens when you eat this way and you find the joy of living and just absolutely thriving each day because you're giving your body what it needs. You're listening to the Smarter Healthy Living Podcast, where we firmly believe that getting healthy should never feel like torture. We're your hosts, Jared and Anita Roussel. We're college sweethearts and health professionals who help you redefine what getting healthy looks like using a whole food plant-based lifestyle. It's time to hear from the experts and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others get beyond the overwhelm to create a vibrant life they love. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're in the right place. So pull up a virtual chair, grab your matcha latte, and let's get started.
If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We are so excited to have you here with us today. You are actually in time to hear a story that I was actually going to share with Anita.
Ooh.
You know, growing up, I used to always think of hot, spicy foods as being south of the border, Mexican, Tex-Mex, whatever. And the funny thing about that is I grew up in southern Louisiana, so I'm not a stranger to good-tasting food. I'm not a stranger to the spicy, the seasoned. But growing up, we never really did the jalapeno peppers or anything of that nature. And when I did see them, it was mainly in Mexican restaurants. Now, also, too, at that time when I was younger, I was not a huge fan of hot sauces.
Oh, please. Yeah, you got me beat on that. Because I remember when we first met, like when we were 18 years old, and I went home with you to visit your parents for the first time, I remember one of the first meals that we had, and everybody was putting some kind of sprinkle of something on there, like a Creole seasoning, yeah?
Tony Sacheray's Creole seasoning.
Yeah, don't look at the ingredients. Well, actually, if you eat it, do look at the ingredients, but it was a little spicy. And for me, I mean, I really grew up in Northwest Georgia. We weren't in Louisiana. We didn't add that stuff to our food. Now, we were all about the down-home southern fried chickens. And, I mean, give me a loaded baked potato with the bacon. I don't even want to talk about that now. Ugh, bacon and sour cream butter. Oh, I've got to have that. I still eat a loaded baked potato. Love my loaded baked potatoes, but I just load it differently, right? But in my house, I mean, I would look forward to these things. And if somebody would put a sauce, like a hot sauce or a jalapeno or something on the table, I'd look at them like they were crazy. I mean, that just made absolutely no... Why would somebody want to set themselves on fire? Like, that just made no sense to me whatsoever. Never learning, never understanding the health benefit to that. And it's weird. I mean, I think now it's kind of strangely addictive. I'm not kidding you. I can go through a bottle of hot sauce now that I finally found one with decent ingredients in it about faster than, oh, I don't know what.
Through a matcha latte?
Then I can throw a matcha latte.
maybe not quite that fast.
Yeah, I'm serious though. It is amazing how these sauces can make your things taste. And it's one of the reasons I'm sure I'm feeling better. It may be one of the reasons behind, like we're going to talk about today, we both dropped 55 pounds doing this.
Together.
Never dieting. 55 pounds total together. Weren't even trying to lose weight. And this is what happens when you eat this way and you find the joy of living and just absolutely thriving each day because you're giving your body what it needs. Like we talked about in one of our last episodes, you're not just feeding yourself, you're feeding your bacteria. Well, it turns out that this hot stuff, these hot foods, they're not just making you healthy. There's a reason why it's happening. And one of the things behind that is how it affects the fat in your body, particularly the brown fat that's there for a reason. And why is the brown fat there? Jared's going to tell you about that.
Well, yes, most people probably don't realize that there are two different types of fat tissue in your body. And one of them is the brown, it's called brown adipose tissue. Its job is to actually create heat. Mm-hmm. So our bodies maintain around 98.6 degrees, and we have to stay right around that temperature. Well, one of the ways to do that is our body will generate heat through muscle contraction. But what if you're asleep? What if you're not contracting your muscles?
You're not moving.
What if you're in a cold environment and you need to generate heat mm-hmm. apart from just your muscles? Well, that's what the brown adipose tissue does. Now, you could put yourself in a cold environment. I myself am not a huge fan of that.
No, listen, that's your ultimate nightmare. I'm just saying, you ought to see him at the beach if we ever go. And we lived at the beach for quite some time. We're still close to the beach, but we used to live right across the street. We'd walk across the street, even in the fall and spring when it's just starting to get a little chilly. No, huh? One drop of that hits him on the leg or on the foot, and he is about out as fast as you can say, I've got no fast metaphors today. Where are my fast and hot metaphors? I don't know. About
suffice
as fast
it to say, it's very fast.
What? Give me something. You got something for me here? About
sauce.
as fast as you can dash a dash
of hot sauce.
There you go. Now.
Yes, you now.
Not back then. About as fast as a fly can escape a fly swatter. I don't know. Exactly. I got nothing. Y'all have got something.
Well,
I wish you were here to help me.
I'll tell you, my cold tolerance is about 76 degrees. For me, it's just painful. And my children, they make fun of me. Like, oh, Daddy, he says it's painful. For me, it's painful. So, all that to say,
there's no polar bear, no polar bear club in his future.
Those people are insane. Polar bear, what?
You know cold's healthy for you. You know it is.
I do. I do know that it's healthy, and there are actually some health-promoting benefits to it.
I'm calling you out.
But if you can do it, more power to you. There are actually some health benefits to heat as well.
That's true.
A whole different subject for a different podcast.
Okay, so we're coming back around to brown fat.
But to brown fat, yes. Yeah, so they actually have done some studies where they subjected people to cool water for 2 hours a day. I think it was 6 weeks, and found that they did actually have a significant weight loss, statistically significant weight loss. But the funny thing is, it was about a pound. And that was with putting your body in cooler water for up to 2 hours, cooler temperatures for 2 hours.
And they lost how much?
It was about a pound.
And for how long of a time period?
I believe it was 6 weeks for that.
You lost a pound in 6 weeks, and that's statistically significant. Think about that for a moment.
It is not worth it. Trust me, it's not worth it. But
there are other things you can do.
Yes.
The things that we share.
That's the important part of this is that they also found that with this study is that consuming a third of a teaspoon of hot peppers, powdered hot peppers, had the same effect, had the same benefit. So what it does is it causes your brown adipose tissue to ramp up the heat.
And that's a third of a teaspoon of something like a cayenne pepper every day.
Cayenne pepper.
Just sprinkling it on your food. I mean, that is simple. You may have to work up to that third of a teaspoon if you're not used to it. But I'll tell you what, after a while, you're not just going to be doing that for your health. It'll start tasting really good to you, and you will want it. It's amazing, because I think now, where's my hot sauce? Where's my hot sauce? I never ate hot sauce before. I hated hot sauce. I'm telling you, when you start getting the good stuff, your body says, give me more of the good stuff. It may not say it like that, but you know what I'm saying.
Hers does. I hear it.
You are so wrong.
But yours might sound different.
I gotta rein you in. What did you drink tonight? I want to know what's going on over there.
I had some decaf organic coffee earlier.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, wasn't that?
Decaf.
Yeah,
decaf.
Wasn't that lack of sleep?
Maybe.
I think you're just getting to see the real Jared. He's starting to come through on the back of the mic now, or in front of the mic.
Well, if I've had a little lack of sleep, I get a little bit punchy.
Yeah, but you're funny like this a lot of the time. I think it just doesn't shine through. Maybe we'll get to see more of that in the future episodes, but you're a mess.
I will do my best.
Bring it.
Where were we? Where were
brown
we?
Brown adipose tissue.
Brown adipose tissue.
Let's get back to what does heat, hot sauce, what does cayenne pepper have to do with the brown adipose tissue?
Well, it, like we said just a moment ago, mm-hmm. that it actually causes the brown fat tissue to increase thermogenesis, meaning it creates heat. So how is it going to do that? By burning calories.
Okay, so in other words, if you're eating more spicy things, you are going to burn more calories. What does that equal for you? Lost pounds. This is just one thing you can do. You may not lose an extra 5 pounds in a week, okay? But these are the things that if you do one thing and then another
and
thing.
And then add it on top of that one more thing.
All of a sudden, you've got these humongous cumulative effects that cause you to feel amazing and drop pounds. What we don't want you to do is start trying to find this hack, that hack, this hack, that hack to try to drop the pounds. Number one, dropping pounds and losing weight should never, ever be your ultimate goal. Yes, you want to lose weight. Why? Why do you want to lose pounds? You need to spend some time thinking about that, brainstorming that, because it all boils down to what potential will that open up for you? What is that going to do for you in your life? Write down those things. These are the things you need to keep coming back to, all right? So start doing these things for yourself one at a time to get yourself healthy. You want to feel better. Why? Because if you're like me, you didn't want to be crying every time you washed your hair because your arms ached so badly. I mean, I was in a bad situation. I had a child that was my child that was waiting for me in China. I was about to go pick her up and I was in tears on a daily basis because I knew in my heart and I felt horrible about it. I knew when I went to pick her up, it was going to either hurt me tremendously or I just wasn't going to be able to do it. Jared was going to have to hold her and I'd have to sit there and play with her. And that, as a mother, that's heart-wrenching. Okay, we understand the heartache and the pain that you can go through in your life just because you're hurting, just because you're carrying extra pounds, whatever that is for you. But what you need to look at is where are you headed with this? Because losing weight as your goal is never, ever going to get you where you need to go. What will get you where you need to go? Our experience tells us, the research has proven it over and over again, the vehicle is not a diet. It's not another diet that's not going to get you the ultimate health that you need over the long run. It's not going to help you lose the weight and keep it off. Will you lose weight dieting? Absolutely. Most people do. Will you gain it back? Most likely and then some, because that's what happens, because people are not finding a way to do it that they enjoy, that makes them feel good, that tastes great, so they can do it for the long haul. That's, you're in the wrong car. That's never going to get you where you want to go.
Well, and the thing, once you hit that number, then what? You've accomplished the goal and you're there. You hated what got you there. Mm-hmm. You're missing all the things that you left. So you start falling back into those patterns. Well, I'll just have this one thing. Oh, that was so good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's feeding all those little dopamine receptors in your brain. Mm-hmm. And then you do it more and more. Pounds start creeping in and then you're right back where you began.
Right.
But like what Anita's saying is that this is not a diet. This is something that you can enjoy. You don't miss those foods you left. You enjoy the foods that you take on now.
Well, and not only that, food loses its hold on you. I mean,
it's food freedom.
Yeah, it is. It can get this incredible hold on you. And you think, what, you're always thinking about food. What am I going to eat for this meal? What are we having for this and that thing? And I told Jared today, I mean, we were laughing about it. I said, you know, I have to now plan my meal times to cook meals or get my things into the Instant Pot or whatever I'm doing. And I don't spend a ton of time in the kitchen. I don't have time for that. You know, if you've known us for any length of time, you know that I homeschool all four of our children. They're in third grade up through 10th grade. All right. So we're homeschooling them full time. We're working on this business full time, helping our clients and doing things like that. We have a lot of things going on in our life. We're busy. So we get busy. We get being a busy mom, busy entrepreneur, building your business, all these things that you want to do for yourself. We understand that. We know that the food has to taste good, but it has to be easy. But the funny thing is, we were talking about how little I think about this now as far as the food goes, because now I've developed and helped others develop these easy, simple routines, and I just don't think about it. And all of a sudden, lunchtime, dinner time creeps up, and I think, what are we eating? And it's just, it's wonderful because it's freedom. But then I need to build that in more into my schedule, which I'm actually doing now. And it makes it so much easier.
I feel a car analogy coming on here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Brace yourself. You're in for it.
Again, if you this is your first time hearing us, I am not a car guy. I don't obsess about vehicles, but it makes such a wonderful analogy.
For everything.
When you put the right fuel in your car and it's running perfectly, you don't really think about it. You just get in, you drive it, it takes you to your destination.
And you enjoy the experience.
Good add-on there. A little virtual high five over there. But when you feed your body, when you feed your car the wrong fuel, and it's not running optimally, maybe you hear kind of that weird noise and you think, what was that? That wasn't doing that yesterday. Or maybe one of the spark plugs isn't firing just right and it's riding kind of rough. Or maybe one of the wheels is out of balance and it's rough. You start noticing that.
So what do? You just tell yourself it's just getting older.
Well, you tell yourself it's getting older, but you also think you're focused on that wheel's out of alignment.
Takes your focus.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do about that? Mm-hmm. I got to take it to the mechanic. They're going to charge so much money. How about your time? The time. That's exactly where I was headed next. It's like she knows. It's unagi. She knows where I'm headed with that.
Unagi.
We've been married 27 years, so she can pretty much finish all my sentences. But yes, you start thinking, okay, I got to take time off from work to do that. It's a distraction, and that vehicle never takes you where you want to go. Mm-hmm. So your health, it's the vehicle that takes you, your life, where you want to go, what your dreams, your aspirations are. Mm-hmm. See, that's what's going to carry you through. Once you hit that weight goal, you kind of come to the end. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, okay, here's the journey. I'm now at the end. Whereas if that allows you to pursue the different dreams and the different goals and aspirations, then that never stops.
Right. Absolutely. And there's a ton of things that you can do. So many different things like this one thing we've shared with you today. This is just literally the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there are just so many. And you can learn them as you go. And it can be simple. And it can be enjoyable. And over time, absolutely. And when it's fun, you're going to do it forever. And all of a sudden, I'm not hurting like I used to. That pain in my neck that was so bad. Or, this is strange. Like, my blood sugars are becoming more normal. I need to see my doctor about decreasing my insulin. These are common things that happen eating this way. And then you're going, my clothes are loose. I haven't weighed in a couple of weeks, but wow. And the next time you go shopping, you're down like three sizes. What in the world is up with that? Now, I'm not saying it's just going to all fall off at once, but what happens with this, and Jared and I were just talking about this. Let's say you lose 1 pound a week. Now, everybody's wanting the quick wins. They want the 7 pounds every week or whatever. Say you lost a pound a week. That's how many pounds. Now, odds are you're going to lose more than that as you go on average. But if you lost 1 pound a week,
that's 52 pounds in a year.
That's 52 pounds in a year. And what if it stayed off? That's a whole change for you. So there's
bulb.
The key. And what if
light
not only moment. It stayed off, but you got your life back? Because you not only, maybe you aren't where you want to be, maybe you want to lose 50 more pounds, but you just keep doing what you were doing. And all of a sudden, now you're down 100 pounds. You feel amazing. Now, odds are if you weigh a lot more than that, if you're like 300 pounds or something like that, you're going to drop weight faster. That's just usually how it works. But the thing is, you just stay the course. You need to lose the attraction that the scale has to you, or the obsession that the scale has. So many different things we can show you. I've gone into a lot of different things in small pieces, but this is what we do inside our membership. We help people find food freedom. And we just want you to take this one thing that we've shared today and start putting it into your life. Get a little sprinkle of some hot sauce, but look at the ingredients first. You know, we found some good ones that work. Look back there and don't get anything that, you know, is additives, preservatives, even natural flavors and colors. Stay away from those and start getting, as simple as it is, you could just buy a cayenne pepper. Get an organic cayenne pepper. We recommend organic when it has to do with peppers because they are heavily sprayed with pesticides. So we do recommend that.
Now, if you're concerned about it being too hot, you do actually adjust with that.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
people
do.
That are eating habaneros, first of all, they're crazy. But they didn't just start eating a habanero. They worked their way up, right, and their body adjusted to that. But then you also, once you get beyond the hot, what we've noticed is that you start noticing those flavors within the peppers that you didn't have before. Mm-hmm. That you didn't notice before.
I had no idea. I mean, I just thought, it's hot. Why would anybody want to do that? But now I have all these layers of flavor that I can taste because those other foods aren't there that were clouding my sense of taste. All those fatty animal fats and cholesterols and all those different things that were really, it was changing the way I perceived my food. Now there are flavors that we never tasted before. I mean, broccoli tastes so sweet to me now. I never knew broccoli was sweet. Did you know broccoli was sweet? I had no idea. It never tasted sweet before we started doing this. Now, you know, you taste these things and it's amazing. It's like these flavor explosions in your mouth. So things can change for you. Don't lose hope no matter where you are, what stage you're in. If you want to lose weight, don't try to biohack and do one little thing, one little thing, one little thing. We just don't have time to share everything with you right here today. So we do want to share those things as they come up, right? But don't look at, well, I need to get this plant for vitamin B and this plant for this and this plant for that. We want you to look at getting a good variety of whole plant foods into your life and less of animal products, including dairy, meat, eggs, those types of things that are setting you up for a lot of health issues down the road. If you like what you've heard today and you find this helpful, get your name on the VIP list for our Power on Plant Society membership. We'd love to see you inside so we can go further than just teaching you one or two little things. We want to help you on your journey to get from where you are to where you want to be. That's what we do with our members inside the group. So go ahead now and get your name on the list. Look in the description. We've got a link there for you, and we will see you next time on Smarter Healthy Living.